Later today, a report will make accusations about my personal life. We fully expect that the report being released tonight will include lies and falsehoods. I want to say again what I've said from the beginning. This is a political witch hunt. In just 33 days, a court of law and a jury of my peers will let every person in Missouri know the truth and prove my innocence. In 33 days, this witch hunt will come to an end. Over 3 years ago, I made a personal mistake. I engaged in a consensual relationship with a woman who is not my wife. It was a private mistake that I regret every day. And with the help of friends and loved ones and prayer, my family moved forward. This was a private mistake that has nothing to do with governing and shouldn't be about politics, but people are turning that personal mistake into a political spectacle and telling new lies about it. Let's call this what it is, a political witch hunt now based on the testimony of someone who said under oath that they may be remembering this through a dream. We expect that tonight's report will be full of more false, outlandish, and salacious accusations. Now keep in mind how this was written. No standards of evidence were used. No witnesses were cross-examined. No one who was representing me was allowed in the room, and no members of the press or the public were allowed in the room. If the committee had waited 33 days, they would have received a full set of facts. Instead, it was decided to publish an incomplete document made in secret. One that, based on the falsehoods that have been pushed from the beginning, seems will be filled with lies that we now know may have come from a dream. We've heard some of the stories they've been pushing in the press, and they are downright false. This matter is being tried in the court of law. And a court has a procedure in place for making sure that people are telling the truth. But the people interviewed by the committee face no consequences for telling lies. Since the beginning, their stories have changed, their memories have been hazy, and their lies have been revealed for all to see. Soon after this story broke, for example, the people who are attacking me now falsely claimed that I slapped a woman while my wife was giving birth. It was absolutely untrue and slanderous and incredibly hurtful. It has also been 100% disproven because it was impossible. I was with Sheena in the hospital when our son was born. It was a lie, and they've continued to lie throughout this entire process. Just 48 hours ago, our attackers lied about how they have spied on and harassed my family. Now, I fully expect that they will come up with new lies and new accusations. But the people of Missouri see through this, and they know far better than to trust one-sided tabloid trash gossip that was produced in a secret report. The people of Missouri recognize all of this for what it is. And they see that the people who are driving this story are part of an absurd political witch hunt. It is an honor to work for the people of Missouri. And all of you should know that that deeply felt honor, right, inspires me every day. And that I will continue to serve the people of Missouri as their governor and to work for you every day. And they know, they need to know, that fake charges and falsehoods aren't going to stop us. This is nothing new. When I came into politics as an outsider, I was attacked with falsehoods every day. They attacked my service as a Navy SEAL. They attacked my service to veterans through the Mission Continues. They attacked my humanitarian work. Since we got into office, they have attacked us every single day. But know this, they don't scare us. We're not scared by their lies, and we are not afraid of their falsehoods. This is exactly like what's happening with the witch hunts in Washington, D.C. Smearing, lying, and attacking people who want to change how things are done is wrong in Washington, and it's wrong in Missouri. And people see how this works. They launch attacks, they let accusations fly, and then some politicians and irresponsible members of the media pile on. I fully expect that desperate people and some politicians will bring more phony charges and make more false accusations. But here's the good news. In 33 days, this will all come to an end because in the United States of America, you get your day in court. And I want to thank all of the good people who have stood up with us and who've stood beside us. People who have prayed for us, people who have stood strong beside us, people who even in the face of injustice have stood firmly behind us. And this includes many state representatives and state senators and elected officials, all of whom recognize that the court of law must do its work and that in this country, we don't judge people before justice is done. I'm grateful to everyone who has stood beside us, and it is an honor to work for the people of Missouri every day. Thank you all, and God bless you. Thank you very much.